Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing to you the daily financial news wrap for Sunday, August 25th, 2024. Jumping into our first story. Big news from our major lenders. The Commonwealth Bank has followed in the steps of Westpac and National Australia Bank, slashing both fixed and variable rates in a bid to attract new borrowers. Owner-occupier and investor fixed rates have been cut by up to 70 basis points for terms of 1 to 4 years, and variable rates for new customers have been reduced by up to 35 basis points. This puts their competitive rate for 3-year terms now at 5.89%. We're seeing similar moves across the industry, with some fixed rates falling below 6%. This wave of reductions highlights the ongoing battle between major lenders in a volatile market. Canstar's Sally Tindall anticipates further rate declines, so anyone contemplating a mortgage could be in for some real value in the near future. In our roundup of superannuation news, a recent roundtable by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has highlighted financial literacy as key for increasing uptake of retirement longevity solutions. Bridging the knowledge gap in financial education is seen as a solution for enabling retirees to better utilize these financial products. Taking leaves out of other countries' books, it was suggested that government incentives and compulsory policies, like in the Netherlands and Denmark, could help drive adoption rates in Australia. A call for improving financial education, increasing access to high-quality data, and building trust in retirement systems was made. It's clear that a collective effort from policymakers, educators, and industry innovators will be pivotal in making substantial progress. Switching gears to the stock market. The Australian Stock Exchange is experiencing a small dip after its longest winning streak in almost a decade. It closed marginally lower, but managed to hold above the 8,000 mark. Specific sectors like utilities and financials saw declines, notably Origin Energy and ANZ. Mining stocks such as Fortescue, BHP, and Rio Tinto also decreased. Despite the minor declines, the ASX 200 still recorded a 0.7% weekly gain. Finishing up today with an update on insurance. In a bold shift, Auto & General secured a 10-year deal to underwrite Coles' array of insurance products. This strategic move will offer Coles customers competitive pricing and personalized policy options. This change comes amidst increased competition among supermarket insurance players, underscoring the industry's dynamic nature. That's all for today's news wrap from Financial Services Online, your trustworthy source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Remember, the more you know, the better decisions you can make. For more information, check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in, Australia.